Hello everyone, welcome to the Game Week 6 Champman FPL preview. What a game week. What a game week we've just had. That was classic champ for the guys that are new, probably not experienced a game week like that, but that's what we talk about when we say chaos. Yeah, sometimes you get seven starters, sometimes you get red cards all over the place, injuries, sometimes you get 93rd minute subs on like Ian Hart, the block bench points. Sometimes just none of the premiums return any points. Outfield players end up in goal, you name it, chaos. But that's why we love it. More often than not, that doesn't happen and we get more predictable results. But it keeps us on our toes. That's the only way I can put it. Right, to try and save this pod being really, really long, let's crack on with the fixtures. Doing this pre any information. So not had the stream yet, obviously. Not had the injury news and not had a leak. So please bear that in mind. There are some injury things we know about simply because of the League Cup and Euro, European, what was it, the UEFA Cup? Or I can't remember, Champions League as well, I think. Screenshots they put out, which showed some injuries. So we can hazard a guess that some players are out. One of those affects me, Mr. Hamilton Rickard. Anyway, Leeds versus Liverpool then. We start right at the top of the fixtures on the Gaffer website. Again, older players will know this more than newer players, but this isn't a bad fixture for Leeds. Generally, when two good teams clash at the top, it's like a standard 1 or 2-0 win for the home team, sometimes more. It's just because the away team will set up in an extremely defensive manner, just invite the other team on them. And I think Leeds offer really good captains this week. I think Viduka is probably the best, or certainly in the conversation to be the best this week. I still prefer him to Larsson slightly, even though I've got Larsson in my team. But I think Larsson's also very good. If I was to hazard a guess at the score, I'd say 2-0 probably, maybe more. Obviously, Liverpool could get one. This is champ. We never really bank on clean sheets, but it's a pretty decent game. And they offer good captains. As for Liverpool, just a brief... I mean, it's not a game that you'd want to be playing in Liverpool assets in at all. Especially if Hippier's not there, which is obviously another plus for Leeds, potentially. Don't really have an explanation as to why Hippier didn't play last week. It could still be early game shenanigans, but I highly doubt it. It seems like we're more settled now. We've got past that. And it wasn't particularly a rep game, so I don't think it was that. Which is why it's the worry, really, because I think he's unhappy and he wants to leave or something. I'm certainly going to, if I don't get there myself, one of you guys has to ask them to click on Hippier on the stream and see what he was unhappy about. Sometimes we know that unhappiness causes him not to play. If he's not going to play, then he's obviously a dead asset and he makes Liverpool infinitely worse. If they've lost Hippier and Honcho, they become a team that you can target quite a lot. So I'll be interested to see what happens there. Let's move on to Blackburn Man United. I think this game's going to have goals. I actually think Blackburn have got a decent chance to win this game, but both teams to score looks pretty clear to me. I wouldn't really want to play my Man United defenders. Obviously, if you've got Ekjörg, Silvestre, whatever, they're a premium defender. You kind of feel like you want to play them. But I think if you've got another option, then you should probably look at it. But obviously, if you're forced to play them, then it is what it is. Like I say, I think Blackburn could actually win, but I think there'll be goals. Maybe it's 2-2. Maybe I'm giving them too much credit. But I think they're, 2-2, 3-2 to Blackburn, 2-1 to Blackburn, something like that. That's my gut feel for this game. Obviously, you're going to play your Man United attackers if you've got them. I think if you've got Van Nistelrooy this week and there's other problems in your team and, removing him would give you the cash to do what you want to do, then I think this is probably a week more than most, because let's face it, he's pretty much the best captain every week, that you could actually remove him to get that money, and I'd be surprised if he got more than one goal. But there we are. Chadwick, Veron, obviously all still good options, cost a lot of money, and I've got both of those, Veron and Chadwick, so I'll obviously be starting them and hoping they can get me something. Middlesbrough Leicester. Well, a very good game on paper. Again, we would hope for a clean sheet here. The wingers in Cepeda and Johnston should be pretty good. Miller, Marinelli, assuming they're fit, should be decent here. You'd like to think that Southgate's pretty nailed for some bonus. I'm not sure how long Honcho was out, but if he's back, then obviously all the more chance. Pierce is solid, though. He's decent, so I wouldn't be too worried there. In terms of the strike force, I assume Boxish is still out. And like I say, we saw a injury to Rickard. Now, I believe that's only sort of 3 days ago. It will have been when they clicked the sim to go on Saturday or Sunday. So I'm going to assume here that Rickard is out, which is highly frustrating because I kept him through an almost certain blank, and it was a blank last week, in order to have him for this game because it was a decent game. And now he's not there, probably. So I've got an obvious move this week, which I'll talk about a bit later. But I think it's actually a really good free hit week this week because there's lots of quite clear home teams, I think, that have got very good games. And therefore, you could actually hit a pretty high score this week, I think, as long as it falls your way. We've already talked about Leeds winning. I think Blackburn will probably win, but it'll be goals in it. I think this game, Middlesbrough will probably win to a clean sheet, and there's lots more to come. So if you want a free hit, the likes of Whelan, who I believe is 5 million as a forward, looks pretty likely to start. He's actually decent in the game. He's not terrible. So he passes my test of, like, you know, I only really want to buy players if I actually believe they're decent players in the game. Obviously, Whelan's not brilliant, but he's not terrible either. So Whelan as a 5 million enabler could be decent. If for some reason you're massively struggling in your team to get the money somewhere and it's a 1 week thing, so I think a lot of people are looking to wildcard next week, then Whelan certainly a decent putt. I think he's completely nailed to play because we saw Greening played up front and they have got Bernhardt as another striker, but I'd be surprised if Whelan, I'd put him at sort of 90-95% assuming Boxage and Rickard are out to play, so decent pick. As for Leicester assets, I wouldn't really want to play him. I mean, if you've got Mackenough, 5 million, you know, you're not expecting too much in this game. If you have to field him, then you have to field him, but I wouldn't want to. Man City and Chelsea. I imagine out of all the games, this is probably one of the lower scoring ones. Maybe that's more in hope, and I'm sure a lot of you will be with me on this, as you've probably got a number of Chelsea defenders. If I was to guess at the sim data, I'd probably think Chelsea were just above a one. Man City probably around the one as well, maybe a little bit lower. Maybe sort of City on one, Chelsea on 1.1, 1.2. So 1-1 draw or 1-0 either way looks fairly realistic. I think Chelsea might win, and that's what I'd go for, though. Again, a lot of people will have some of their attacking assets. Good Johnson was one that might have picked up an injury, actually, so frustrating if so, but it gives you a clear reason to remove him, especially if he's out. Because it's not only about this week, right? I know I talk about this week in this pod, but you have to look past that. And Chelsea have got a double next week. So if Good Johnson's back in time, you could obviously just try and bench him if you can. But hard this week with some good options. You're obviously going to play Carboni. Wouldn't expect too much from him. You know, Zenden, Petit here. I've got one chop, and it is a home striker at the end of the day. It's not ideal because I've also got a Chelsea defender, and it's not a particularly good fixture. So I might suck it up and just play one chop. It depends, because he was probably going to be my move out this week, but obviously with the Rickard injury, I'm now going to have to change my focus unless I'm taking a hit. So my debate this week will probably be who I'm replacing Rickard with, and then whether I also take a -4 to remove one chop, unless the stream throws up any other conundrums. But if I have to play him, it's not the end of the world. Like I say, it's a home striker. If they're around an average of one goal a game, he'd still be my favourite one to score it. So I'll think about that. I've got players like, you know, assuming Breen and Mills will play, they've got decent fixtures this week and they're on my bench, you see. So taking it seems a bit silly, but there might be an exception to the rule, which we'll get to soon. Spurs and Norwich. This is another one of the games I was talking about on free hit that looks fairly comfortable. I would imagine Spurs are going to win this 2-0 or 3-0. You know, maybe Norwich can score. Again, if you have to field Nolan, fine. You know, he still could be on pens, so he could jam something, but, you know, 2 points is far more likely here. And Spurs look good again. If you were going to pick any decent punts, then I believe Ziga got injured last week, and Effington's quite cheap, plays on the left wing, he's got quite good dribbling in the game, and ends up playing for England. So I'd imagine he'd be playing there. I think Fortune, I'm not sure what Fortune's situation is. He can play left wing, which is maybe a slight worry, but I think Effington played when Ziga was out. So unless Fortune was also injured, he looks like a reasonable punt. There's also potentially a punt up front with Stefan Iversen, because I believe Rebrov got injured. So Iversen would be the most likely person to come in. Wood would actually be better in terms of a striker. I think he's got quite high off the ball stats and striker stats. So, you know, more of a specialist in the game than actually scoring goals. But I would imagine Iversen is ahead of him. And then you've got Slakovic, who's on penalties up front as a decent pick too. So lots of decent options for Spurs this week. And yeah, potentially a clean sheet as well. If you've got Steve Clarke laying on your bench, for example, then I'd probably play him. I'm not sure if he played last week, but yeah, you'd obviously just chance it, I think. Especially if Ziga's out, he's probably got a little bit more chance because Ziga can actually play left back and take his spot from him, which is what I think actually happened. Now we move on to the big story, really, which is Aston Villa Watford. Those not in the know, Watford have replaced their manager with David Mitchell, who likes to play an attacking game with wing backs, but also with a sweeper. So I was going to say Bolton there. It's not quite like Bolton. It's more like Ipswich is a flat three in the midfield than rather than Bolton's with the AMC and Pedersen. Two up front, two wing backs, and then rather than three across the centre back positions, you've got two and then a sweeper. This is dreadful in the game. The match engine is terrible at handling sweeper. Many people have tried to make it work in the past, almost as like a meme, to try and get the sweeper to play work. There is one cheat tactic or a wibwob tactic that I've seen where there's a sweeper for banter, someone trying to make it work. It's still terrible. Even with wibwob, you still concede loads of goals. You still score loads of goals and you can still win with it. But it's shocking. It's like Philip Mexis is a defender in the game who many people will know from real life, but he was pretty good. In this game, he only starts as a sweeper. He's not called defender centre, which is quite rare. Most of the defenders are either just defenders and they've got sweeper as an option. You rarely get just sweeper and not a defender. And if you try to play him as a defender, I'm going off on a tangent here, he's pretty terrible. So you have to retrain him as a centre back and then he's very, very good. So Mexis was a lot of the reason why people tried to make these meme sweeper formations. And even with him in his preferred role, it just doesn't really work. It sort of allows the AI gets confused and thinks the last man back is the back line, and it thinks therefore you've only got one defender, and that one defender has to do everything. It results in the opposing team having lots and lots of shots, especially the strikers, and getting lots of them on target as well because they've literally got the freedom to shoot. So just briefly on Watford, that could be actually pretty good for Atmanzidis. I mean, he's going to concede a hell of a lot of goals, but he's also going to have shots on target against him a lot. So if he can put in good performances, you could be looking at a situation where he's sort of getting, you know, 4 points each week just on the back, even though he's conceded a hell of a lot of goals, which could end up being pretty good value. It'd be interesting to see how that goes because obviously I know how the game works, but not particularly the fantasy. And those shots would have to, you know, consistently be high on target. So an interesting one. And while we're still on Watford, as they are attacking, certainly at home they'll play attacking, but that's not new. They did before and most teams do. Away from home, I think they could be normal, more likely defensive, but even then I think they're short passing and counter-attack. So it's a very offensive side, you know, with essentially one defender at the back. So the likes of Petkov can do fine. I think he's probably marginally better, probably about the same because on being on the wing is actually pretty good. So yeah, there's probably not too much change for Petkov. They concede a lot of goals, but he can still score quite comfortably, set pieces as well, everything. So I think he's a good pick. Smith is probably a little bit better now because they're just generally more offensive, and Helgeson as well. Smith's obviously developing, gets very good in this season three. I know he's not shown it yet, but Smith is a decent pick still. Petkov is a decent pick. And I think the one I haven't seen anyone mention yet is actually Johnson, who's probably gone up quite a few levels, I think, because now he's going to be playing, I would imagine, as one of the three in central midfield, almost like the Kevin Nolan, in a more offensive team, whereas before he was basically utilised as the DMC. Now, he has got 20 for long shots. So I think if he continues to play, and he's playing in a very attacking team, that the ball's going to be, you know, constantly all over the place for opponents, whatever, knocking back, they're going to be attacking, it's going to be back up the other end of the pitch. He could sneak a few goals. I think he's now... I still have Nolan as a top 4.5, but I'd probably put Johnson as a second. Even it's not a hard field to compete in at the moment, but I'd probably put him ahead of Burton O'Brien. That's one of the reasons I didn't wildcard last week, is it was just too much things we didn't know yet. And I think now that we've got this manager, I actually quite like Johnson. So assuming they don't sign anyone, he's probably a good 4.5 to look at. Now on to Villa. Now we know Villa's team, assuming this isn't a rep game, because of course it could be. Watford have got a pretty low rep. Everyone knows pretty much what Villa's team will be. Yes, there's some rotation at the back with Rufus, but if you've got Rufus, you want to play him in this one. Even though Watford can score, obviously if it's so offensive, then there's a chance of penalties, there's a chance of corners all the time, set pieces, you name it, where Rufus could get goals. Obviously Hadji and Hendry, decent picks. I personally wouldn't look to captain a midfielder. A lot of people are getting very, very excited and looking to just go all in on Villa, which I can completely understand, and they could do fine. I just find it hard to captain midfielders in this game, and I think they're more usually... I know Hadji scored a bucket load of goals, but those two are usually players that kind of tick along. Now, in this fixture, they could do fine. Would I captain one of them over, say, a Viduka? Probably not, personally. As for the strikers, though... Angel's nailed. Again, if it's not a rep game, he's nailed. So he is the clear choice, really. I think he's more consistent in terms of just ticking along. He could, in this game, anything can happen, so it's dangerous to say that he won't massively haul, but if there was one to haul, Balaban and Dublin are actually better strikers in the game for me. They generally score more goals if they're given the opportunity. Now, Balaban was back and Dublin started. That doesn't mean Dublin is therefore ahead of Balaban. We haven't really got enough information to say for sure, and that's what makes Dublin a bit of a risk this week. However, the upside is potentially so good that you almost want to take it anyway. So like I said, my conundrum, Rickard's out, and I've got one chop. I could take a -4 and just get Dublin and Angel in, and that's kind of appealing. Now, I could go Balaban as well, risk that, because my bench is decent. I doubt I would, but it's something I could think of. Maybe the league will help us out there. But yeah, I think there's certainly consideration to captain Dublin ahead of Angel if you were to go for either or, then to go for Dublin. But obviously the risks are there in terms of his playing time. Another thing to consider with him is if they don't have a defender on the bench, which sometimes the AI doesn't, if any defender gets injured, Dublin can actually play centre-back. Just like in real life, he's got a decent centre-back rating. So you could end up bringing in Dublin, captain him. You know, Rufus goes off injured after 4 minutes and your captain is playing centre-back for the rest of the game. That's quite conceivable. You've obviously got the fact that whoever's playing worse out of the two strikers, which it might not be either of them if their rating's high enough, will probably come off, and Angel's the preferred choice usually. So Dublin's probably slightly more likely to come off for Balaban or Balaban for Dublin than it is Angel, but it is more linked to rating. So if Angel's having a shocker, it can still be him. But there will almost certainly be a striker on the bench. Is that, you know, downside and all that stuff worth worrying about over the potential upside? I guess that's for every individual to decide for themselves. And we also have to think about weeks beyond this. I think Villa have got a decent fixture next week as well, so that really appeals. But obviously, if I'm taking a -4 to get double Villa strike force, then next week, if I want to target Watford again, which looks like it's probably going to be a theme, then I think Newcastle are playing them. So suddenly I've got to look at how I can get that money into a Shearer and a cheaper one. So, yeah, we do have to play a little bit more than just week on week in this game, I think. Anyway, spoke loads about them. Moving on, coincidentally, to Newcastle and Shearer. This, again, like most weeks when Arsenal play and you get these pods from me, is a game where I don't know what's going to happen. Arsenal are so up and down. Newcastle are quite up and down themselves, generally pretty good at home. So I would say there's every chance both teams score. I actually think Arsenal will probably win. I think Newcastle's long ball tactic and Arsenal with short. The game literally says you don't want to play a long ball, especially against short passing. And the better teams with short passing will run rings around them. Now, seems hard to say with Arsenal so far in our sim, but it wouldn't surprise me at all here if Henry got two or three goals, basically, which is not what people want to hear, probably after how bad he's been. And they'll probably want to remove him this week for a Villa striker, which is probably still a good move. But similar to Veron last week, where I had a feeling that it was a Veron game and he might haul against Middlesbrough, I feel like this might be an Henry game and he might do pretty well against Newcastle. I can completely understand just taking him out anyway if you're frustrated, but yeah, you've been warned. If I was to guess, possibly 2-1 to Arsenal, maybe 3-2 to Arsenal. Also, big Alan Shearer, getting him in for this game, a nice home game where he's probably going to do well. And then he's got Watford next week. He is a good pick as well. You know, if you're sat there with, I think, Phillips, for example, who's got a decent game, you could maybe look at that. But anyway, that's about that. That's about all I've got to say about that game. Obviously, you're going to play your assets from either team in that game because I think there's going to be goals in it. Everton and Bolton. I think this game, teams are pretty level, pretty evenly matched. You go with the home advantage here, and therefore you go for Everton to win probably 2-1. Never want to really back the clean sheet, but it could happen. If you've got any Everton assets, obviously you're going to be playing them here. Christie, whilst not super sexy, it's a decent game. Some people might get really enticed to remove him for a Villa player, which I can understand, but obviously we know the risks there. As for Bolton, I wouldn't expect much from them. If you've got Gardner at 6 million, you want to play him every week, even though he's an away defender. He could obviously tear it up with his attacking returns. I think he got man of the match last week. Outside that, there's not really too much you want to pick from in this game from Bolton. I probably wouldn't want to play anyone. Pedersen's fine, but there's money that is better spent if you want a free hit this week, for sure. Let's move on. Coventry and Sunderland, yeah, like I said, I think this is a good game for both teams, really. It's a good game for Coventry in the sense that Sunderland are pretty leaky away from home. You know, if you've got Hughes in your team, then he's got a decent game. I don't think many people have any other Coventry players in their team apart from Hedman, who you'd obviously play in this game. But it's a fairly decent game for Coventry. I think it's also a pretty damn good game for Sunderland. They're not usually that good away from home, but Coventry are one of the worst three teams in the league. Phillips is getting, you know, four or five shots every single game. So yeah, he's still a good pick this week, I would imagine. I don't think they'll probably do that well on the sim data this week. I just got a feeling that Sunderland away generally wouldn't do that well on the sim data, but I wouldn't necessarily let that put you off. Even Libra is another one people might have. Teal, Arca, they're all decent picks this week, I think, and they've obviously got a sustained good fixture run, so wouldn't panic. I'd actually think Phil, I think Tome got injured in 10 minutes, didn't he, and still got bonus. But if you've got Issa, and generally I'd say playing away defenders is just a bad idea, but in this game, Tome or Issa, I feel like they could do all right. I feel like they could do okay. It feels like the kind of game they get bonus in, even away from home. So if Toby's back, then, yeah, that's good. If he's not back, it kind of changes it a little bit because I think they're quite heavily weakened at centre-back. They'll probably play their right-back at centre-back, and it doesn't particularly work in Lawson. So that's something to monitor, I suppose. Let's go to Ipswich and Bradford, the final game of the game week. Bradford obviously struggled to score, one of the worst teams in the league. Ipswich are at home, reasonably solid. There's not too much to say here, is there? You're obviously going to play your Ipswich defenders. I think it's a game where they could do well. Haraldsson, Breen, if he plays, looks good for bonus. I'm hoping he plays, to be honest. So I might have to use him. And who else are we missing? Doherty. Decent game for Doherty if he plays. Any of your Ipswich midfielders, obviously, and Tirico at win back on set pieces. So I would never really go for the Ipswich strikers, but I think they've got some reasonable options in midfield and they've got some pretty damn good options in defence. So yeah, the fact that Pullen, I think Pullen was another who got injured. If anything, that probably strengthens them. Their other goalkeepers pretty terrible as well. All their goalkeepers are terrible. But I actually think Reed's probably slightly better, if I remember looking at the stats, so I wouldn't worry about that. And he's 4.5 million. So if Pullen was injured for a long time, and you were thinking about your 4.5 million goalkeepers, then I'd probably prefer to have him over Hedman, for example, sort of long term. So maybe one to look out for. I think that's about it. Would I play my Brentford players in this game? I mean, if you've got the goalkeeper, you probably would, but I wouldn't expect anything from them away from home, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think if you are forced to play Bradford players away at Ipswich in this game week, then your team's probably not looking too great. But it is what it is. Sometimes we end up that way. All right, guys, I think that's everything. Like, it's early thoughts. Obviously, things can change. Sim data definitely influenced my decisions this week, as it usually does. And obviously the leak and the stream and injury news. Whatever you guys choose, good luck. Hopefully it's a better game week. Can't wait for the next one. And I shall see you on the next pod. Cheers, guys.